Let's examine some concerning trends in cybersecurity and digital privacy. Troy Hunt, who runs the Have I Been Pwned service, published an analysis showing that after tracking over 1,000 data breaches, disclosure lag times are getting worse, not better. Companies are taking longer to inform users when their data has been compromised.
This is particularly troubling because timely disclosure is crucial for damage limitation. When users don't know their data has been breached, they can't take protective actions like changing passwords, monitoring accounts for fraud, or freezing credit reports. The longer the delay, the more opportunity malicious actors have to exploit stolen information.
Hunt's data shows that while regulatory frameworks like GDPR and various state laws mandate disclosure timelines, enforcement appears insufficient to drive compliance. Companies seem to be prioritizing legal review and damage control over user notification, which creates a fundamental misalignment of incentives.
The technical aspects are concerning too. Modern data breaches often involve sophisticated attack chains that can persist for months before detection. By the time companies realize they've been compromised, attackers may have exfiltrated multiple datasets or established persistent access to systems. The disclosure lag compounds these timing problems.
From a business perspective, this represents a significant market failure. Companies face reputational costs from disclosing breaches, but those costs are concentrated and immediate, while the benefits of timely disclosure are diffuse and long-term. Without stronger enforcement mechanisms, the rational choice for many companies is unfortunately to delay disclosure.
There's also a related story about Microsoft's OneDrive implementing data expiry policies. While this might seem unrelated, it represents another shift in how technology companies manage user data and expectations around data permanence. When cloud storage comes with automatic deletion policies, it changes the fundamental value proposition of these services.
The OneDrive expiry policy is interesting because it reflects broader economic pressures around cloud storage costs. As data volumes grow exponentially, even companies with massive scale advantages face storage cost pressures. But implementing expiry policies without clear user consent or easy data migration creates new forms of vendor lock-in.
This connects to a broader discussion about age verification technologies and digital rights. There's a new report suggesting that age verification systems might actually put children at greater risk by creating new attack vectors for identity theft, and by forcing children to provide detailed personal information to access online services.
The age verification debate illustrates how well-intentioned privacy protection can create unexpected vulnerabilities. Requiring identity verification for online services necessarily involves collecting and storing more personal data, which creates more attractive targets for attackers and more opportunities for misuse by service providers.
The technical implementation challenges are significant too. Effective age verification requires either biometric data collection, which raises serious privacy concerns, or integration with government identity systems, which creates surveillance infrastructure that could be misused for other purposes. Neither approach is clearly better from a privacy perspective than the status quo.
There's also the global coordination problem. If some countries implement strict age verification requirements while others don't, it creates incentives for both users and service providers to route around restrictions. This could result in a bifurcated internet where different regions have fundamentally different online experiences.
The Cypherpunk Library project that's trending today represents an interesting counterpoint to these privacy concerns. It's a collection of cryptographic and privacy-focused resources that maintains the original vision of strong cryptography as a tool for individual privacy protection rather than just cybersecurity.
The cypherpunk movement's emphasis on cryptographic solutions to privacy problems feels increasingly relevant as we see growing tensions between privacy protection and content moderation, between security and surveillance, and between individual rights and regulatory compliance.
What's particularly valuable about the Cypherpunk Library is that it preserves both the technical knowledge and the philosophical frameworks that motivated early internet privacy advocates. As younger developers enter the field, having access to these foundational texts helps them understand why certain technical decisions were made and what values they were intended to protect.